Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. Was this Slender Man? An anonymous email sent to Spooky Boo. We live deep in the woods of West Central Wisconsin. If you know anything about the area, then you will know the woods look a lot like the trees in the Blair Witch Project. In the winter, they are tall and bare of leaves, but during the summer nights, they are thick with vegetation. I enjoy taking walks in the snow at night through the woods. It is really peaceful out there, and I can get a lot of my stressful day out of my mind. Normally, I run across deer or an occasional black bear. I've seen coyote and wolves before as well. Usually, it's just really quiet because most animals leave before I even get near. That doesn't stop the owls from hooting and the other creepy noises you hear because it is so quiet and nestled away from the main highway. Usually, there is a lot of this, what I like to call nature chatter. But that night it was eerily quiet. I thought it might be the snowstorm that was going to blow through the area, but that wasn't supposed to happen for a few days. That night, there was nothing. No owls, no scuttles through the bushes, nothing. The moon was still low and rising through the woods. It put this haunting glow through the branches. Since the leaves of the trees were still pretty fresh on the ground, they created a mist of fog about 3 feet high. You know when you look into the horizon and the fog seems taller than normal? At first, that is what I thought I was looking at. Right there in the light of the moon was this tree I had never noticed before. It was tall and slender like the others, but it looked darker. Most of our wood here is white wood, and this was dark, or maybe it was the shadow from the moon. I grew curious as I stepped closer to the tree. Its branches seemed to be moving even though there was no wind. They moved up and down like something was climbing up them. I thought maybe I could get a glimpse of a bear getting ready for hibernation, so I kept walking toward the tree. The mist grew thicker as I got closer, something that wasn't normal unless a lake was nearby. I knew there was no lake around. Something was generating a lot of heat in the ground. Between the cold mist and the freaky, dense air around me, I started to get really creeped out. My skin was crawling like mad. This should have been a sign to leave, but I just couldn't stop. I wanted to see. Something was driving my mind to know what was wrong with that tree. As I stepped closer, the cold wrapped itself around me like a thin sheet of ice. My legs felt frozen and didn't want to move. I don't know if it was pure fear or if the cold was taking over my body. I realized I had lost my beanie hat somewhere on a branch, so my head was extremely cold. My fingers, although covered in wool and leather, were numb cold, yet still movable. How long had I been like this? I was frozen, but not from the cold, it was fear. The tree was closer now. I don't know what happened. I hadn't moved, but it just did. It was gliding toward me. The branches no longer looked like branches, but of the arms of an octopus that moved with snake-like ability as it encroached upon me. The tree was suddenly towering over me, and I fell down on my ass as one of the branches pushed into my chest. The force of the fall pushed me to my senses. I rolled over and I tried real hard to get up, but my feet kept slipping on the ice. I felt tentacles upon my back as one foot braced against a rock and spurred me into a run across the ice. I slid about 50 feet and fell again and looked toward the woods as the wind was knocked out of me. It was gone. I breathed in slowly and felt the thickness of the air leave. The fog had dissipated, and suddenly I heard the howl of a coyote. Then a deer ran across the path in front of me. Had I blacked out from the cold and imagined everything? It was so real that I don't even walk in the woods anymore. I never want to see or feel like that again. Another creepy thing that happened that night, a little girl went missing from her bedroom. The cops blamed the parents because there were no break-ins into the house. Maybe she just walked off or something, but they couldn't find any footprints. And they couldn't prove anything because she was never found, and no evidence pointed toward them. But people still talk. If what I saw was real, it wasn't the parents. It was Slender Man.